This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The U.S. State Department says it is reviewing Zimbabwe's election results and called on political leaders to show magnanimity in victory and graciousness in defeat. Meanwhile, in Harare, President-elect Emmerson Mnangagwa called on all Zimbabweans to support him.
Whoever you voted for, now begins the time to join hands for us to forge for a better future.
Opposition leader Nelson Chamisa said that Monday's peaceful election had been manipulated and that his MDC party would challenge the results in court.
Under circumstances of rigging, circumstances of machinations, we've managed to score over 2 million votes, even by their own bastardized tally. We've done exceptionally well. Thank you, Zimbabwe.
Mnangagwa called the deadly violence against opposition supporters in the capital on Wednesday unfortunate and said Chamisa had a crucial role to play in Zimbabwe's future. At least 29 people were killed and more than 81 others wounded when a pair of suicide bombers stormed a crowded Shiite mosque in eastern Afghanistan Friday. The assailants, dressed as women in burqas, entered the mosque in Gardez, the capital of eastern Paktia province, and sprayed worshippers with bullets. One of the attackers was shot dead by a security guard. The other went into a room where people had tried to hide and blew himself up. The provincial health director told VOA that scores of injured people have been taken to two city hospitals. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the bloodshed in Paktia, which is on the border with Pakistan. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Treasury Department said it imposed sanctions Friday on a Russian bank for helping North Korea avoid U.N. Security Council actions to restrain Pyongyang's nuclear weapon and ballistic missile programs. The development comes as U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is expected to urge leaders of Southeast Asian countries in Singapore to maintain sanctions against Pyongyang, which is negotiating with the U.S. to dismantle its weapons programs. China said Friday it is poised to impose retaliatory tariffs on $60 billion worth of U.S. imports, including coffee, honey, and industrial chemicals. Charles de Ledesma reports that would happen if Washington goes ahead with its latest trade threat.
Beijing's finance ministry has accused the Trump administration of damaging the global economy after it proposed hiking duties on $200 million worth of Chinese goods in the second round of a dispute over technology. The Chinese ministry says its retaliatory duties of 25%, 20%, 10% or 5% on 5,207 products will be imposed if the U.S. side persists, it says, in putting its tariff measures into effect. The escalating dispute, with no settlement in sight, has fueled fears it might chill global trade and economic growth. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Las Vegas police have ended their investigation of last year's mass shooting at a country music festival without finding a motive. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
Las Vegas Sheriff Joe Lombardo says a 10-month investigation answered the questions of who, what, when, where, and how in the shooting that killed 58 and injured hundreds more last October.
What we have not been able to definitively answer is the why Stephen Paddock committed this act.
Lombardo says an interview with Paddock's doctor indicated a troubled mind, but that there was no behavior before the shooting that would have brought him to the attention of authorities. He'd been losing money and said that might, emphasis might, have been a factor. Lombardo also said there was no conspiracy or second shooter. I'm Warren Levinson.
Gaza's health ministry said one Palestinian was killed and 50 wounded by Israeli army fire on Friday in protests near the perimeter fence between the Hamas-ruled territory and Israel. Ahmed Yaghi was hit with a live round in the chest in eastern Gaza, according to the Gaza Ministry of Health. The ministry said that 70 others were wounded or were injured in some way. Thousands of Palestinians gathered near the Gaza-Israeli border for the weekly protest after Friday prayers. The U.S. economy added 157,000 jobs in July. That was slightly less than the monthly average so far this year. Friday's report from the Labor Department shows the jobless rate fell 0.1% to 3.9%, one of the lowest figures in years. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.